Welcome to The Key to Tomorrow's Health, Health and Healing through the Teachings of Bruno Gruning with your host, Dr. Christian Northrup.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Christian Northrup, and I am so excited to bring you this radio program about the spiritual healing work of Bruno Gruning. So at this moment, just put away all your hindering thoughts and put your left brain to bed for a minute, your analytical thinking, and just open your heart. I was introduced to the work of Bruno Gruning in the fall of 2006 when I received a fax from a Dr. Blattner in Germany saying that in a couple days in Freeport, Maine, right near my hometown, some German doctors would be coming to speak about the healing work of Bruno Gruning, a man I had never heard of. So I went to the website and I read about the extraordinary healings associated with this man who is no longer with us in a physical body. I also read about the medical scientific group of physicians and other licensed healthcare practitioners from around the world who have rigorously documented these healings and have shown that they can't be explained in any way through conventional medical thinking. So I rounded up my sister and brother-in-law and we went to the meeting, which was at Leap and Lizards, a metaphysical bookstore. And sure enough, there were two German physicians and also a psychologist, Dr. Suzanne Royce, and her father, who had had an extraordinary healing. They presented a lecture and a small movie and then taught us the practice of Einstellen, or tuning in to the Heilstrom, or healing stream. I was so excited about what I saw. The healings that were reported were one of deafness. A woman who had been deaf since a forceps delivery had damaged her inner ear in infancy. She was, I believe, in her 30s when full hearing was restored. Another woman who had osteoporosis with the bones of a 90-year-old. She was unable to take any vitamin D, any calcium. She was unable to exercise, couldn't take any of the regular drugs. And through going to the Bruno Gruning Circle of Friends meetings and regularly taking in the Heilstrom, she was able to heal her osteoporosis. And most importantly for me as a physician, they showed the bone scans over time so that I could see what her bone densities were. The same with the hearing loss person. The audiograms were shown in a serial fashion so that you could see what was going on over the months in which she had been using the work of Bruno Gruning. But let me take a moment now to talk to you about Bruno Gruning's life. Bruno Gruning was the fourth son of seven children, and in childhood he was very misunderstood by his family and friends. He had a healing effect on animals and humans, and would often run away from home for several days, even as a little child, to search for solitude out in the woods, which he called being closest to God when you're in nature. He apprenticed as a carpenter, and then World War II came. He went on trial because he refused to shoot other people. He was eventually wounded, was taken to a prisoner of war camp in Russia, where he came to the attention of the Russian officers because he actually healed many of them. After the war, he came to public attention when he was in his 30s. And his first case of documented healing was a 9-year-old boy with muscular dystrophy who was already bedridden. And as some of you know, muscular dystrophy is genetic, and there really is no known cure. But this boy began to walk again. Bruno visited the family, talked to the boy, and the boy was healed. And that's an interesting thing. Bruno Gruning never touched anyone. But he did have a large swelling in his neck when he was talking to people, and I at first thought it was a goiter. When you look at his pictures, and you might want to go to the website, which is Bruno, B-R-U-N-O, hyphen Gruning, G-R-O-E-N-I-N-G, .org/English. And by the way, the website is in many, many different languages, so when you log on, you can find the language that works best for you. any case, you will see this large swelling in the neck in some of the pictures. And this he called a healing gland. And when he spoke, healing energy went out from him and people were healed. When the word of mouth spread about this small boy, he came to great public attention and thousands of people streamed to him for help and healing. And the healings continued to occur no matter what. People threw away their crutches. Blindness was healed. The biggest gathering was 30,000 people in Rosenheim in Bavaria with 3 days of mass healings. Now, as you can imagine, this became a problem for the authorities who couldn't handle the masses of people. And the medical professions, too, aligned against him, though he tried very hard to work within the medical profession and his healings were documented, but he never took money for his healings and refused to take money. Eventually, he was forbidden to heal by the German authorities. He was forbidden to meet with any group, and so lectures were started where he simply taught that way. And the Bruno Gröning Circle of Friends has now become one of the largest and fastest growing spiritual networks in the world. There are over 60,000 people now in the Circle of Friends. It is 100% donation. There's no creed, there's no membership, there's no anything. And the healings have continued to occur even after he passed away in 1959. And Bruno Gröning said, "When I'm no longer with you in person, everybody will experience help and healing from within." Now, as a physician, I have felt compelled to tell everyone I know about the work of Bruno Gröning. I worked to get a community started in Maine, and we now have two communities in Maine, and the New England groups have become very strong. There are communities in New York City, and we meet every 3 weeks for about an hour and a half to 2 hours. And Bruno Gröning said, "As individuals, we are weak, but together we are much stronger." And what you'll notice in a group is that any time the group is doing the Einstellen together, the energy is much more powerful. I have taught this practice to large groups of people and have experienced healings. I personally have not experienced those healings, but I've had women write to me with healings of breast tumors, Parkinson's disease. I watched a spontaneous healing of multiple sclerosis at one of the North American congresses. So it's been extraordinarily gratifying as a physician to know that this kind of help and healing is available to anyone. There are even documented healings from people logging onto the website and downloading Bruno Gröning's picture. In fact, in the schooling letters, which are sent out from Germany 4 times a year, the case histories are documented. And if you go to the website, brunogröning.org, you will see under healings 200 well-documented healings are on the website. You can also look at a trailer. You can look at a little film clip about Bruno Gröning's life. And as I said, this is an extraordinary technique. It's an extraordinary set of, it's not really, you don't have to believe anything. The healings just happen, although you can never tell who might get a healing. So my experience at this time is to be thrilled that I have found this work, to spread it around as much as I possibly can. I feel as though Bruno Gröning is my personal friend. And I would also like to say that Bruno Gröning told people, don't give up your religion. This is not a religion. This helps you with whatever your religion is. So there's no belief. And I'm also thrilled with the medical scientific group, which is part of the Circle of Friends, and this group of healing professionals, as I said, documents the healing reports. And we have one of those physicians with us right now, Dr. Franz Gringinger. I don't know if I'm getting that right, Dr. Gringinger, from Austria. And let me give you Dr. Gringinger's bio. He's been in private practice in Austria for 13 years. He studied at the University of Vienna and spent 4 years in hospital work there, and then was head of the Department of Physical and Mental Retardation at the famous Vienna Medical Center for 10 years. He completed his acupuncture studies in 1993, and his chiropractic degree was finished in 1996. He's a 1997 graduate of the world-famous Vienna College of Osteopathy and is currently completing work in applied kinesiology. So he is a gold star holistic physician. Welcome, welcome. Perhaps, Dr. Gruninger, you can tell me your experience with the Bruno Gruning Circle of Friends and why you joined.
Yes, hello, Mrs. Northrup.
Yes.
Wish you a wonderful morning. Yes, I was always interested in alternative kinds of medicine since I was studying medicine, and I always had one thought in my mind, and this thought was there must be one very simple method, very simple healing method, which is available for everybody, for everyone. And I was always looking, seeking for that during my studies, during I was working as a physician, and I learned a lot of kinds of alternative healing methods. I did Reiki 2, something like this, more things like this. And then in 1995, I got a book from a patient of mine. The book was called Revolution in Medicine, or is called Revolution in Medicine. And it is from a colleague of mine from Dr. Kamp, from Hamburg, Germany. And this book was about Bruno Gruning. And I read this book, and I really was impressed by the content of this book. And I thought, when this could be reality, what is written and described in this book, then it's really a revolution in medicine. And then I tried to get in contact with the group, because I didn't know anyone around me who knows something about that. And it happened by chance, it was nearly half a year later, community leader of a community near my hometown in Linz called me, and we made a date for an introductory talk. I went there, and before I went to the introductory talk, I got a spontaneous healing without knowing nothing about the method, how to do this Einstellung, the tuning in, the absorbing of this energy. And this was very impressive for me. It was the healing of an allergy, healing of an allergic rhinitis, hay fever. And I suffered from that hay fever for more than 18 years. And at the day when the woman called me in my practice to make a date for the introduction, the introductory talk, I had very severe complaints of this problem. And in the evening, when I came home and I finished my practice, I suddenly realized that I had no complaints, and I was surprised. What's that? I couldn't explain it to me, because usually there should have been complaints and problems. And I was very happy about that. And then I thought, okay, we'll see what will happen next day. Next day, as there were no problems, I had no running nose, no itchy eyes, and all these things. Yes, and I felt very well. But there was one thing that happened next day. I got fever. I got 40 degrees fever Celsius. It's about 107 or 106 degrees Fahrenheit. And I didn't know why I got this fever. There was no reason for it. And this fever lasted for 2 days. And on the third day, there was the introductory talk. And then the fever was gone. And when I went there, they told me that I got a spontaneous healing because the symptoms never came back again, and the fever disappeared after 2 days. And this fever had been a so-called Regelungen, as Bruno Gruning called that. This means it's the reaction when something is changing in your body. You can feel, you can feel that, and this can be maybe a fever, it can be pain, it can be any kind of sensation. This was my first contact with my first experiences I got with Bruno Gruning, or with his healing method, without knowing how to use it. Yeah, but it only happened to me. I can't moment because I needed it. Because usually I'm very skeptical, and I don't believe if I can't look behind all these things. Yeah? And so this was one of the reasons why I joined the group, why I visited the community hours, and I learned how to absorb this energy, how to tune in, how to do this Einstellen, as we call it.
All right, and I'm going to hold you right there because we need to take a break. But when we come back, I want to hear more. I find this so exciting. So thank you so much, and we'll be right back.
We'll be back with more from Dr. Christian Northrup and the Key to Tomorrow's Health on HayHouseRadio.com. Welcome back to The Key to Tomorrow's Health, Health and Healing through the Teachings of Bruno Gröning. Here's Dr. Christian Northrup.
Now, when we left off, you had just heard Dr. Gröninger telling you about how he had a spontaneous healing of allergic rhinitis or hay fever just from the beginning of hearing about the Bruno Gröning Circle of Friends. This is the sort of thing that happens from people simply learning about Bruno Gröning, and we don't know why, and this doesn't follow the laws of conventional medicine. But from there, Dr. Gröninger, you went to your first Circle of Friends meeting and then joined the medical scientific group, correct?
Yes.
Yes. And so tell us your experience of working with the medical scientific group. And then also, I would love to have you tell us about that very dramatic healing that you reported on in White Plains in the spring of this year.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. So we'll continue. And I joined the Circle of Friends and the scientific group, the medical scientific group of the Bruno Gröning Circle of Friends. And it was very interesting for me how the work was going on there. At that time in 1996, it was a small group. It was not a very big group at that moment. There were only a few hundred members, I think. And but what we did was we gathered all the information of the healings. We recorded all the healings which happened while friends of the Circle of Friends did this tuning in, this Einstellen, and they got the healing during this Einstellen or while they were in the community hours, or when they were home and did it for themselves. So we wrote everything down, how was their condition before they came to the Circle of Friends, then how the healing happened, how they joined the group. We did it all in a very simple way, just so that everyone can understand what happened. And then we tried to get the findings before and maybe afterwards, so that we could document the healings. Yes, and in the end, we make a commentary to this report, success report, we call it. And yes, and these are the documents we will have now to present in public, on public lectures. And I started to do public lectures after half a year when I joined the group, this medical scientific group. And this was, at the time, my biggest part of the work I did, and the success report work too, of course. And then I started to lead conferences. Yes, and so I did a lot of work, and I saw a lot of healings happening around me, happening during the lectures that you mentioned before, Mrs. Northrup, and healings during conferences too. So there were so many evidence that healing the spiritual way is not only a miracle, or it's not only just a fairy tale. It's reality. This happens
yes.
nearly every
yes.
day, I would say.
Right.
These are my experiences. I got now for more than 12 years since I'm with a friend, with a Circle of Friends, and I got myself a wonderful healing, another wonderful healing, and this was last Christmas. And I suffered since the middle of 2006, May or April, May 2006. I suffered from an inguinal hernia in my left groin. an indirect hernia. This means the content of the hernia is the smaller intestine, and the smaller intestine is guiding into this into this leak of the belly, and it went down into the scrotum, and there it was lying. And the problem of a hernia is you can get pain, and if you can't move it forward or backward, so it's going to be stuck, then this could be dangerous to your life, because then you can get an inflammation of the whole intestine, and then this means danger to your life. And then you have to have surgery. Then it's the last time when you should have to have a surgery. And I always
absolutely.
And I always thought I don't need a surgery. I always trusted and believed, and I did this Einstellung, that I will get the healing. I was convinced that I will get the healing. I always had this feeling inside. And the symptoms changed. Sometimes it was better, sometimes it was worse. I did my work as I did it usually. I lived with that. And in the end of 2007, it became worse and worse. Sometimes it became stuck and I couldn't move it forward and backward. I had a lot of pain. I had to lay on the floor to pull up my pelvis just to let it guide back. And it was hard for me to do that. Even during my work, I had to do that. And a fortnight before Christmas, it was so bad that I had to close my practice and had to go home. And I had to cancel two patients. And I had so much pain that I couldn't stand up. And I thought, now this is the time. I talked to Bruno. I said, Bruno, what shall we do now? The only thing is I can go to hospital, let's do a surgery, or I go through this, and and everything will be okay and fine. I trusted and believed, and I thought I didn't need it. I lay there on the floor for 1.5 hours. Pain was so strong that I nearly couldn't move myself. My wife was home, and she knew about all that. And after this 1.5 hours, the pain weakened, and then I could stand up again, and I said, okay, it's better now. And I said, okay, let's forget it. I will do my work in the afternoon. It was noontime when it happened to me, that problem. In the afternoon, I had to do my second practice in Linz. I said, okay, now I will do my practice in Linz again. I can work. It's okay now. It's not so bad in the moment. So I started to do my work. And for the next 14 days, it was very difficult for me to do that. And then happened something extraordinary. It was it was Friday. It was the 22nd of December. And we had a community hour, the last community hour before Christmas. And I wanted to be there, and I was there. And we did tuning in. We did all the things we did usually at the community hours. I felt very well, but the hernia was still there. And then we went home. Everything was okay. The next morning when I got up, on the 23rd of December 2007, I suddenly felt that there was no more hernia. I couldn't feel my hernia. I couldn't palpate my hernia in the groin. I thought, what's that? That never happened since the last 1.5 years, since I had this problem. And from this day on, the hernia was gone. It never came back again. There was no pain, nothing. I could do everything what I wanted to do. And this was, this is incredible. This means unexplainable how such things can happen.
That's right. Because this is, as you know, any of our listeners know, a hernia is a rent. It's a literal weak place in the fascia of the abdominal wall. And in Dr. Gringinger's case, he had a loop of bowel actually going right down into the scrotum, which then became entrapped. And that's why there was so much pain. And to have that go away completely is, as you say, completely unexplainable. And this is the sort of thing that happens with Einstellen, which, by the way, we will be teaching you in the third segment. We're going to have a time when we teach you how to absorb the healing stream. So this is miraculous. It's wonderful. And it literally brings tears to my eyes to hear these stories. And I'm told by my mentor, Suzanne, that Ruth Marie Freiwald, another physician from Austria who's on the line, I'm going to first give you her bio, and then we want to hear her success story. Ruth Marie studied veterinary medicine in Vienna, which was followed by 8 years of work and experience in group practice in Bavaria and Salzburg, Austria. In 2005, she moved to Lower Austria, and while working, she took up human medical studies at the universities of Vienna and Graz, which she completed in 2008. She currently lives in Germany, works in a pediatric clinic in Lower Saxony as a medical doctor, specializing in the field of children and youth healing, and she's been a member and helper in the medical scientific group of the Bruno Gröning Circle of Friends since 1995. I love that she is both a medical doctor for humans, but also a veterinarian who's worked with animals as well. So welcome, Dr. Freiwald.
Yes, hello.
Hello. And if you could tell us your healing that you had personally, and perhaps any healings that you know about with animals, because Bruno Gröning is also associated with the healing of plants and animals, and also healing of people's financial lives and relationship lives. It's not just medical, but the medical things get our attention, and as physicians, this warms my heart. So if you could share with us your healing, I would love that.
Yes. When I was just a little child, I always was sick. I did not know how it is to be healthy. When I was born, from my earliest childhood, I had suffered from most severe generalized neurodermatitis. Excuse me, I'm not so fit in English. And maybe you can explain a little bit later what this is. It's a skin disease, and it's above all your body, and you always have to suffer from wounds and allergies against dust and animal hair and animal protein in food. And I always had to scratch myself. There was no time all over the day when I had no problems with my skin, and open wounds all over my body, and it was very bad. And I
so you were born and you were itching all the time and scratching,
yes,
and
yes,
had wounds and bleeding. Okay.
Yes. And
what a nightmare. Okay.
I experienced it from my earliest childhood, and it lasted till I was 25. Till I came to the Bruno Gröning Circle of Friends, and I visited an information lecture in Lower Austria, and then I heard of the of the divine power and of the help that Bruno Gröning gives us. And the first and the most important thing that I heard was that I can give all the heavy things and all the diseases and all the sickness to him, and that he is able to take it away from me. I never heard this ever before, and I could not believe it in this moment. But I tried, and I did Einstellen, and I felt the spiritual power in my body, and from this moment on, I experienced a complete new life. I got the healing over the night, I can say. My skin, I was okay. About in a few days, my skin was completely clear and okay, without any medical intervention. I did not need any treatment anymore, and I had always cortisone and antihistaminica. I know. I hope you know what.
Yeah, we know. That's it, exactly. Yes, yes. Cortisone and antihistamines. Absolutely, yes. Everyone knows those. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I took a very much of these medicaments. Another life wasn't possible. And what I had another disease in addition to that. When I was 22 or 23, I did not know it exactly, 22, I think, I got an autoimmune disease in addition to the neurodermatitis. And I lost all my hair. In a few weeks, all the hair of my body.
Wow. And we have just 1 minute to go. This is, so you had complete alopecia totalis, they call that.
Yes, okay, genau.
Yes.
That's the word. And medical scientists and every physicians I visited, no one could help me. And I had to bear this about 3 or 4 years.
All right. And on that note, we want to come back and hear the wonderful conclusion of that story. So we'll be right back and hear about that amazing healing, because medicine is not very good with that one. So in just a moment. Thank you so much. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Key to Tomorrow's Health with your host, Dr. Christian Northrup, on HayHouseRadio.com. Discover how the future will heal today. This is The Key to Tomorrow's Health with Dr. Christian Northrup.
Before we go on and hear the wonderful healing that Dr. Frivald received through the work of Bruno Gröning, I want to give the website for all of you. It's www.bruno-gröning.org/English. You can also simply Google Bruno Gröning, and you'll find under the healings, there are over 200 concise, well-documented healings on the website. But also, if you want to become a part of the Bruno Gröning Circle of Friends, simply fill out the Contact Us section, and someone will be in touch with you. And under comments, if you'd like to start a group in your area, you can simply put this in the commentary area so that you too can do this regularly within a group, though you can do it on your own, and we're going to teach that in this section, but it's much better with a group. So now back to Dr. Frivald, who's going to tell us what happened. So there you were, all of your hair had fallen out on your head, the rest of your body, what's called alopecia totalis. Medicine
yes.
does not have anything to offer this. And tell me what happened.
Yes, when I reached the point that no one on this world, no man or woman could help me, I came to the Bruno Gröning Circle of Friends, and I told you just before that I experienced spontaneous healing all just in a few hours. I had from one day to the other a completely new life. My body became healthy, and this is now about 13 years ago, and I stayed healthy until now. I am healthy, and I got a new life. After my healing, I could go to the university, and I was able to study veterinary medicine. It was a big pleasure for me. And after that, I worked with the medical scientific group. And in this group, it's my job to document the healings that animals have. We
yes.
have also documented healings about animals, and one of them, just the one I like the most for myself, is of the of a canine puppy. This puppy had a fracture of his tibia and fibula of the leg. And it was a very bad fracture because it was the puppy was not was so small, and in this special case you can only do a big operation, and if you wanted to heal it on conventional way, but the puppy did not get any treatment by the doctors. And only tuning in from his the Bruno Gröning friend who owned the puppy, and it was about a few days, I think 5 or 4 or 6 days, and then was the puppy completely okay again. And I cannot explain how a leg can heal in this short time that was broken. And without any treatment, that's the special thing. I can't explain it from my point of veterinary view. It's unbelievable for me. And we have lots of success reports from animals in this way. Yes.
Well, that is exciting. That is so exciting to me. And so you have your personal experience. How do you tell people about this in your practice? Do you regularly let your patients know about Bruno Gröning?
No, not exactly in my work in the hospital. I work in a hospital now, and I do Einstellen every day, especially for my patients, mm-hmm. but not in front of them. It's just sometimes the special case when someone wants to know more about spiritual things, or when I realize that someone is open for this way of healing. In the most time that I work, I do conventional medicine, school medicine, because that's my work. But it's not always so easy to tell someone about healing on a spiritual way.
That's right.
You must feel it, that it is right, and then it's okay. And then you can bring someone to the circle of friends or tell him about Einstellen. And if someone experiences this power and feels it in his own body in this moment, you don't have to say anything with words. The experience is all you know you need in this moment.
That's exactly right.
I often see that.
That's right. I couldn't agree with you more. My whole medical experience has been that way. Just feeling when someone was open and then letting them know. So mm-hmm. thank you so much, Dr. Frivald, for this. Your energy is contagious, and I can feel the Heilstrom coming through just from talking with you.
I hope you could understand me, because
your English is perfect.
I did not talk English for such a long time. I'm completely far away from it, and I have to drain it now.
Well, you're beautiful. It's wonderful. So thank you so much. And now I'm going to introduce Dr. Colasoli. And I think in the interest of time, what I want to do is teach Einstellen right away so that we have time. But first, Lucia Colasoli from Cleveland, Ohio. She's a graduate of Case Western Reserve University School of Medicine. She trained in psychiatry at the Cleveland Clinic. She's board certified in psychiatry, certified in addiction medicine, and has 27 years experience in the practice of adolescent, adult, and geriatric psychiatry. She's been a staff psychiatrist for many nursing facilities in the greater Cleveland area, and she's a member of the International Medical and Scientific Group of the Bruno Gröning Circle of Friends. Welcome, Dr. Colasoli.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes. I mean, I went to Case Western Reserve undergraduate, so I feel like we have a nice link with Cleveland.
Yes.
So before, I think that we better teach Einstellen right now, and I want to tell everyone how you do it. And you sit, you simply sit without crossing your arms or your legs, and you put your hands upright on your thighs in the receiving position. And then what you can do is you can give to Bruno Gröning any burden that you no longer want, and you can do this anytime. Dr. Frivold discussed this beautifully, that she had never heard this, that you can actually give these away, and you only need to do it once, by the way. Bruno Gröning says don't take it back. So if you're going to give him something you don't want, this is it. You don't have to do it any longer. I like to say, I give you all my burdens, conscious and unconscious, and then you simply receive what's called the Heilstrom, or the healing stream. You can often feel it as a tingling in your hands. And you may experience this cleansing process, which is known as Regelunen, which is regulation. Sometimes it can cause some pain, also known in medicine or homeopathy as a healing crisis. And so you can experience this, or you may experience nothing. You may simply be able to feel this tingling, this wonderful feeling. So with that, I think we'll have our music. Oh, and by the way, special music has been composed for doing Einstellen by Bernard Pesch. I'm sorry, I think it's Christopher Pesch in Germany. The music is available to download from the website bruno-gröning, G-R-O-E-N-I-N-G.org. You can also get the music by donation only at the Bruno Gröning Circle of Friends meetings. This music is so beautiful. The piece we're going to hear is from Der Wunderpostel, or The Wonderful Apostle, which is the soundtrack for the Bruno Gröning movie. So give your burdens to him, and then simply receive the healing stream. So we'll begin now with the music, and you'll be receiving the healing stream. You probably can feel that healing stream in your body. And if you receive a healing from this, I would love to have you go to the Bruno Gröning website and in the guest book, simply post your experience. This is available to all English-speaking people. And the more healings that are reported, the more healings happen, because we all do this together. Now, Dr. Colasoli, do you want to report on your healing experience?
Yes. I came to the Circle of Friends 2 years ago, next month, in October of 2006, and I felt a lot of energy at the introduction, a lot of Heilstrom, and I was, how old, 59 years old, and a few months later, I was scheduled to have a routine mammogram, and it was abnormal, and breast cancer runs in my family. My grandmother and my aunt had died of it, and however, having been exposed to the teaching of Bruner Gröning, I had a lot more faith in God and Bruner Gröning than I did in the medical profession, even though I'm in the medical profession, and I didn't want any kind of routine therapy. So I had this abnormality, but I did not choose to have a biopsy. So I did Einstein. I was doing Einstein every day, which is the tuning in, what we just did. I did it several times a day. With a lot of enthusiasm, and I was always receiving energy. So once I found out that the mammogram was abnormal, I did Einstein, and then I asked God and Bruno to take this problem away from me. I didn't worry about it at all.
This and now we have 15 seconds left, so and you received a healing. And
right.
I just want to say before we have to go, physicians and specialists from five countries are going to report in San Francisco and Toronto at medical schools there in October. To get further information, contact Kathy Mason, 303-527-2978, or email her, Kathy, at mason-works.com. Thank you so much for this wonderful experience with Bruno Gröning.